It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And Tracy Arakaki can't make it today. So, anyway. I guess the oil spill is still on the agenda, folks. And did you hear the news that this same company, the same oil company, had the same problem in the Gulf 31 years ago, and it took 9 months to cap it? How's that? What's up with that? Oh, we got a phone call already. Who do we have?
We have Howard from Honolulu.
Hi, Howard.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay.
I got some questions about a couple of things. One was about tire pressure. Okay. You said to use max tire pressure based on what's on the sidewall. Now, is that cold tire pressure or hot tire pressure?
Between cold and hot, it varies about 5 pounds.
Right, but does it matter?
Not really.
Okay.
Because everybody's tire gauge is not the same.
Yeah, yeah. Even the ones at the service station is not.
Yeah. See, when they put that pressure on the side of the tire, they don't put it to its limit. They know that they compensate for the people having pressure gauges that are cuckoo.
Okay. There's swap factor in there then.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that also apply to the mainland? Because I used to live in New York and used to get, snow and ice on the road and whatnot. And back in New York, they said, make sure you maintain the regular tire pressure based on what the manufacturer said, because on the snow, the more pressure you get, the more the tire slips in the wintertime.
No. It's better traction with more pressure.
It is better traction?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I was under the impression that was auto weight, but
no. See, what happens when you underinflate, what we call underinflate,
right.
The middle of the tire, the threads,
yeah,
have less pressure.
Right.
So you don't have a full 6-inch or whatever it may be thread pressure pushing down on the surface.
Okay, so the whole face is not making contact with the road then.
Right. In the old days, when we used to do drag racing, we used to run like 6 pounds or 8 pounds there. Now they're running 40, 50, 60, up to 80 pounds.
Whoa. Okay. All right. Another thing, you said you use premium gas now?
Mm-hmm.
Because of the 3% difference that the state government allows.
Well, they dropped the three numbers, so the 92 is actually 89.
Right. Does that apply to the mainland too?
No.
No, just Hawaii.
Only in Hawaii to get away with it.
Oh, okay, no, but as far as using premium, is it?
It's just for Hawaii.
Just using premium for Hawaii.
Premium is the only one that you can run, and those who run 87, damaging the engine.
Okay. So in the mainland, you just use what the manufacturer
says.
Yeah. Hawaii.
Mainland is fine, but Hawaii, no.
Okay. One last question, or what boggles my mind is, I moved back to Hawaii 3 years ago, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I grew up right there, got my license there, left for the military, and came back. I noticed that people stopped like 10, 15, 20 feet behind the car in front of them. And some of them stopped like 20 feet before the white line, and they're in the middle lane. It doesn't make sense.
I know. It, over here is real cuckoo, and some of them come right behind your bumper.
Yeah, but to me, some people stop so far back, you can actually slide in between two cars.
Yeah.
And I can understand it at night, but during the daytime, it doesn't make sense, and all you're doing is taking up more space so the cars get backed up more, I think.
Yeah, the line gets longer. But you notice it's a lot of seniors that do that.
I never noticed that, but yeah. I'm going to have to check that out. That's a I don't believe you did that, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. But so there's no rationale between stopping behind 20 feet or whatever, yeah?
No, we keep telling them that all you got to do is you look from your, where you're sitting to the top surface of your hood, you should see the bottom of the front car tire.
Okay.
That's it.
Yeah, that's what's in the driver's manual, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So to me, even that is a little too far back. I don't know. I'm old school, of course.
Yeah,
when I got my license, they said 3 feet.
Yeah, not anymore, because people cuckoo, they ram you from the back.
Yeah, yeah. Or they said, oh, I thought it was 3 feet, but it was minus 3 feet. One of those things.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Thanks, sir.
Okay.
Yeah, I enjoy your show.
Thank you. Aloha. Yeah.
Aloha. Bye-bye.
Okay. If you got a question or whatever, give us a call at 296-5467. See, some people smart, they call early when there's no crowd. A lot of people, they want to go with the crowd and then they complain they can't get through. So, anyway, you call early, that way you get it in, and it's done. 296-5467. Okay? We're constantly getting donations from the listeners to keep us on the air. And that's a big mahalo to all of them. A lot of them want to remain anonymous. And we had one from Richard Kakisako. We really appreciate the people of Hawaii, you know, donating to the cause. And they want to keep the show on the air. So, mahalo to everybody. Anyway, the rail. Oh, we got to go another call. Okay, who's that?
We have Dr. Dean on the line.
Oh.
Hey, how you doing, George?
What's up? You so early.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd better get my call in before. Just like what you said, I thought if you wait till the end, you're not going to get through.
Yeah.
You know, funny story. Yesterday, Laurel Ann said she needed gasoline in her car, so I told her, how come you didn't stop at Jogging and get some more ethanol? She goes, I went to Marshall's and I tried to fill up and she only filled up part of the way and she said, oh, the thing spilled shot back at her. I said, Laurie, you should have reported it to the station. That's bad if your tank wasn't filled up yet. And the thing shot back at you like as if it was a full tank when it was barely a half tank full, she said. I said, Laurie, you're supposed to have reported that.
Mm-hmm.
No, so actually, no, what causes spills like that is actually my question. Can a pump actually, a gas pump actually go that crazy to do something like that?
It depends on the car.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're pumping it too fast, is what she's doing.
Okay, she was probably squeezing it too fast, and that's why the thing shoots back.
The service station dealers love it when you do that, because you shortchange yourself.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They make more money.
Exactly.
So
I had told her, well, your best bet would be, I told her, go to another station and try to top it off. But, you know, she should have reported it to that station manager as to what that happened. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, George.
Thanks for calling. Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, 296-5467 is the number to call and get in early before the mad rush. Okay, now I was going to talk about the rail. A lot of people are talking about the cost of the rail. The unions love the rail. Everybody loves the rail because they're thinking they're going to get jobs. But folks, go check the federal mandate. If federal is putting a penny into that project, it has to follow federal guidelines. And federal guidelines require all construction workers working on the rail have to be rail certified. Okay? Another thing. What about the cost of the property they're going to confiscate? The businesses they're going to go over? They are not in any way going to give you local prices for the property. It's going to be mainland prices, and there is no way, if they confiscate your house, you're going to get the money to buy another house. And if you owe money on that property, it's not going to cover the mortgage. And if you think this is wrong, go check it out. It's not all that good. It may be you may think it's a sweet deal, but it's not. It's eminent domain, and you have no recourse. You cannot take them back to court. Okay, so another thing that they're not mentioning is they will close down like Dillingham Boulevard, Nimitz Highway, and portions of the H1 freeway will close down. For how long? Your guess is as good as mine. It may be 10 years. The traffic is going to be horrendous. And what for? To go from Kapolei to Kalihi? No, I don't think so. This is a bad deal. If they went zap all the way to wherever they're supposed to go, fine. But look at the H3 freeway, folks. How long did that take? How long do you think it's going to take to build a rail? The freeway was not bad because it didn't close down any streets or freeways. Okay? Think about that now. It's not just the cost. It's the inconvenience. And can Honolulu stand the cost of shutting down freeways? Okay? I know some people say it's not for a special group of people, not for most people, but for all the people. No. The rail is just for a small group of people. It's not for the whole state, but the whole state's going to pay for it. Is that right? Is it fair? What about you people in Hawaii Kai and Kailua and Kaneohe? You're not going to get to ride a rail, but you're going to have to pay for it. So what's up with this not for a small group of people, bigger group of people, but for all of Hawaii? I don't think so. Wake up, folks. Think about it. Okay? And do you know that a lot of Shell stations do not have premium? A lot of them are not carrying premium, only regular. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Herb from IA.
Hi, Herb.
Hi, Judge. The Tacoma truck is notorious for that rotor vibrating and when you press the brake.
Yeah.
What's your recommended fix?
Okay. The reason it does that is because the pads on there is wrong. Okay. I mean, it's the right size and all that, but the material is not aggressive enough. So when you step on the brake, you have to hold it longer to stop it. And it makes more heat on the rotor, causing the rotor to warp.
Okay.
And that's where your vibration comes from. So you need to get premium rotors for the front. I would recommend drill and groove rotors, especially for that type of vehicle. And I would go to ceramic, aggressive brake pads.
Where are you going to get the premium rotors that fit the Toyota?
Oh, they have. They make specially for that car.
Okay.
We've been bringing in and putting on, and that eliminates the problem completely.
Yeah. What's your estimate to change the whole front?
Each rotor, that high performance rotor, is about 210.
For the part, it's 210.
For each rotor.
So it's about 400 something for two.
Yeah. Then and the pads about 125.
125, S250. About $1,000 then, something.
Nah, about 600.
Total.
Yeah.
Including labor.
Yeah.
Not bad. Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. Anyway. Yes, the Toyotas are famous for that. And it's because the pad is not aggressive enough. But if you don't want to spring for the drilled rotors, then you can just go with the ceramic pads that is aggressive, go to new rotors, and problem solved. You need to have more aggressive brake linings, brake pads. Okay? Anyway, like I was saying, a lot of the Shell stations are not carrying premiums, so I don't know what's up with that. Ever since Aloha purchased Shell, here in Hawaii. They're losing the 92 octane. So the other thing I wanted to talk about was the coating on the streets on tablets. It came out in a paper where the city is going to spend $100,000 or $200,000 to put this aggressive coating on the asphalt so that the kids cannot do drifting coming down tablets. This is so idiotic, folks. If this coating is so damn good, don't you think that the drag strips across America would be putting that down on the drag strips so that the racers would have better traction? No. Drifting is because it's overpowering the type of car that it's in. The motor has too much power for the car, so it burns rubber. Okay? So, putting this aggressive pad down is not going to stop them from drifting. They got to wake up. As far as eating up the tires, they don't care. They love bald tires. It drifts easier. So, I don't know. They should really research things before they spend money like water. Especially today. Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467 if you have a question or whatever. Okay? Now, I'm going to say it again. We need to go to ethanol before it's too late. If we had ethanol, you know, 10, 20 years ago, we wouldn't have this oil spill in the Gulf and oil spill from the Alaska pipeline and all this oil. Look at all the animals dying from it. I mean, I don't know. This is frustrating, folks. But the biggest thing is this. The oil is shooting out of the ground because it has pressure, right? Well, hello. If it has pressure and you're relieving the pressure from the earth, don't you think it's going to collapse? Don't you think that is causing the earthquakes we're having? Think about that. The pressure is holding the inside of the earth. You remove the pressure, it's like a balloon. You puncture the balloon, what happens to the balloon? It deflates. Well, what about all the oil wells that they're relieving pressure from? How many of you think it won't hurt anything? Give me a call at 296-5467. Okay, we got to go to a break and we'll be right back.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr. Either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? QCase has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes made from scratch using all natural ingredients. Cute cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
George, Rolling Bob. George, you know how I always tell you we need to get a job with the state?
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the senator?
Nope.
Okay, well, get ready now. Hang on. Senator Michelle, what's her last name? Kadani, right, who is a state senator who gets $3,856 a month. Well, the guy that filled Charles DeJue's office hires her as a temporary full-time city employee for $4,000 a month.
Holy moly.
Oh, and guess what? She says, oh, it's not illegal. I'm breaking no rules. So, tough. I'm making the money. I know you expect me to go into 5 minutes of this, but I'm going to say this for everybody to think about. These are the same folks, and I'm not lumping them all in, who tell you they care about the people, they care about everything, they got no money to close the schools, they can't help the homeless people, there's all these people that need help. Why don't they give the $4,000 a month to people who could use the job? But no, we keep it all in the family, and it's all inside, and it's all good. So just remember that the next time you go to vote. And the other reason why that you look for the tires on the car in front of you, two things. If the car stalls and you need to pull out to go around, you don't have to back up. And the other thing is, which happens sometimes, is you think the car in front of you is going, and you step on the gas, and that gives you a little extra bit of space to step on the brake without hitting the car. So anyway, as always, take care of yourself. It'll take care of you, and Rolling Bob is looking for the city part-time job. You can call me anytime, and I'll work for half the money. So we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob. That's a good one. I don't know. I would say, now, if I was governor, and they had no money for, the school, I would cut my pay. The leader has to be a good example. Not cut 5%, cut 40%, and make up the deficit. But it's her job or his job to find a way to bring more money to the state, like the Waikiki Grand Prix race. That would bring money to the state. But I've been saying that for years, and nobody listens, so whatever. Starve. Who's on the phone?
We have Olani from Big Island.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call.
What's up?
Well, I just wanted to comment on a couple of things. First of all, my wife and I, we took a holiday, went to Bangkok, Thailand for 5 weeks. And the main way that we got around the whole time we were there was on the Skyrail. And it was wonderful. It was expedient. The traffic was so congested, and on the Skyrail, I mean, it just took us anywhere and everywhere we decided we wanted to go and visit. It was first class. Air conditioning was wonderful, which was a hot place, clean, and very serviceable, which was excellent. And I know a lot of people had to suffer, but in the end, a lot of people for a long time will benefit from it. The second thing, the super ferry. I tell you this, living on the Big Island, we were so anxious to see it come here. And I've been in Europe where they have those super ferries, and they are just a wonderful way to get around. A nice way just to get away for an afternoon or for a day, and reasonable enough to do it. Yet, people thought it was something that was going to hurt something or take something away or hurt some business, the airlines or whoever. And who suffers? Who's going to suffer for it? We, the people. And we will continue to suffer until this. You know, we have to look at our mentality. Are we, you know, and if the government's going to give this money away like drunk sailors and they want to build it, I mean, the United States built that SkyTrain in Bangkok. Our tax dollars. Why shouldn't we benefit from some of those tax dollars here to help us? Now, I'm not going to benefit from that, but having been a person to utilize them, I guarantee you, they are wonderful. And the more they're there, the more people will learn to use them and ride them. And then it would be nothing but an asset to benefit. Otherwise, we might as well move to Kahalava and walk. I just finished a 2-mile exercise walk, and believe me, that walking gets old quick, and it's slow, too. This is Aloha Lani calling you from the Big Island, and thank you for letting me have a moment of your time.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, that's his view, folks. But, you know, like anything else in Hawaii, it's not that fast. It may be fast on the mainland, it may be fast in the different parts of the world, but this particular spot in the world, it is super, super slow. Again, I'm going to say, how long did it take to build the H3 freeway? It ended up the most expensive freeway in America. How can that be? What do you think that rail is going to be? It's going to be the most expensive rail in the world. Anybody want to bet with me on that? I tell you, it's like the H3 freeway. They said it was going to cost only X billion dollars, and it turned up 50 times more than that. So, you know, that's another thing. And if it goes from point A to point B, it's fine. That's another thing. It won't. It will only go from Kapolei to just past the airport. Why not go from Waikiki to the airport? Something's wrong with that picture. Anyway, let's go to phone calls.
We have John calling. Well, he's from Honoka'a, but on Oahu right now.
Hey, John.
Yeah, hi, George. This is John Carroll. Totally agree with you on the issue of the rail. I think, number one, the cost of the $5.5 billion is one thing, and then how many more billion it's going to cost to maintain it and operate it is another. So I think you're absolutely right on that. And I just happened to cross your show the other day, and I'm just wondering, did you used to have a shop in Pakaako before?
Yes.
And did you help me on a campaign back in the early 70s or in the 70s?
Did I what?
I was in the House, State House and State Senate back in the 70s, and I think I had you in a picture of you in front of your garage. Aren't you a tall, very good-looking young guy?
Yeah, I helped you.
Yeah, okay. I had totally forgotten about you, and then I fly gliders out of Dillingham every Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and I was driving in and just tuning too, and I hit this station. I said, George Nita, and then I remembered I had you in that brochure.
Yeah.
But anyway, great job on your show. I'm listening to it every Saturday now.
Thank you.
Okay, George. Where are you located now? I'd like to come by and say hi.
I'm in Kalihi, behind of Dillingham Zippies.
Okay, well, I'll come by and see you.
Okay.
If you don't mind.
No, yeah. No, come by.
Great, George. Okay.
Okay.
Well, you were so handsome. I remember that. I think you just got better looking than me. So.
Yeah.
Anyway,
okay.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Bye-bye.
Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467. Okay, we got to go to another break. Wanda's on the phone, and we'll be right back.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, so something I expect at least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, "That kid that caused this wreck was drunk." Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, "This girl's gonna die." I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive, now would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, "I love you, Mom." So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554. Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the phone?
We have Rob from Aina Haina.
Hey, Rob.
George, on the radio, I've been noticing someone, some group or somebody is advertising for people to call their legislators and encourage a ferry. I don't know if you've had a chance to hear that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, it's coming off and on, yeah, throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And they just encourage you to call up and suggest having a ferry. I mean, it kind of, you know, it's kind of like poking me in the eye, yeah, when I hear that thing, because I go, what? how come we had a ferry and now we don't have a ferry? Yeah, and now somebody wants us to call the legislators to have a ferry again. So I'll try and look into that, see if maybe mm-hmm. if Bob's listening, he could check up on that one too. The other thing I had was, there's like a minimum of 60 homes, 60 families that'll lose their homes to that piddly little rail thing that they want to build.
Yeah, I wonder if they all have the mortgage paid up.
You know, I think in a situation like that, wouldn't the state just go ahead and take it over?
Nope.
They wouldn't be stuck with that mortgage, George.
Yep.
Are you kidding me?
Go check.
Through condemnation, you're still obligated?
Yep.
Oh, I was having a good day.
Go
all
check.
Those families, I can't believe it.
Go check.
I will.
Not
and,
good.
And not to mention the businesses, too. Yeah, there's
That's
multiple
right.
businesses.
That's right. But people don't care. Run them over.
Yeah, for real, yeah?
Yep.
Alrighty.
Okay. Thanks, Rob. Okay, who's next?
We have Mo from Kula, Maui.
Hi, Mo.
Hi. You gotta give us your call number, KHNR, 690 AM, and what time you're on. I just happened to flip this radio on and say, "Hey, this is a cool station."
Yep. Yeah.
And then, you know, then more people can listen to it. But I just fooling around on my radio that the knob thing goes cuckoo.
Yeah.
And it just happened to way to the left, and that thing came on. I go, what station is this? I called, and I heard your phone number, so I called.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to ask you, Maui is building all these, they built this road, going up Palaka Highway, and they made them concrete. You know, I thought the concrete highway was supposed to be all nice and flat and smooth.
Yeah.
These buggers then cut the grooves all the way up the road. Two lanes of traffic, all grooves, all the way up, man. That thing's eating tires. The guys don't know how to use. I thought only grooves along corners, you know, like in bad curves, they put them on.
Right.
But on the flat surface, it just plays flat, eh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but these guys made little bitty squares on them. Grooves on them.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a mess. Now the guy's talking about building another road someplace, concrete. And the guy's, I hope they don't put no more grooves, because guys tend to take the back roads because he's eating tires.
Oh, yeah.
Because the grooves are going, you know, like going uphill, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Going the direction you're going, but it's all crooked. You know, it's not straight. It's all, because it's hand cut, you know, with the machine. They go walk behind this thing. After the guys come back with a sweep and knock all the crumbs off, huh?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's holding, like, rocks and rainwater, it goes down a groove there, it's not off, yeah. Not enough to squeeze.
I wonder why they did that.
I don't know, I think the engineer don't know. Because our road is supposed to be flat, and now that thing is like a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Thing goes over like on a cement ditch, you know, for the chain fuel.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They got it like maybe 3 feet high over the cement ditch. The water cannot overflow in on cement ditch.
Why didn't they stay with asphalt?
I don't know. They didn't build them. They built a bridge over these cement ditch, goes all around there.
Aye.
So they built it up high. Now 3 feet, I think that's a mistake. It was a blunder, I think.
I think so.
And then they try to cover it up because they went, you know, build up the road bed, you know, higher, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
3 feet. So he goes up, then he goes back down again, and come up to the next ditch, goes up, and goes back down again. It's like a roller coaster now.
Mm.
So I was wondering, if you guys, on you guys' highway in Honolulu, you guys put grooves all the way down that highway from the beginning to the end, or just...
No, we get potholes. We get holes.
That's a good one. Potholes.
Yeah. Some of them is canyon size. So they disappear in the hole.
Maybe as a kind, eh? As a Japanese speed bump, that, except for the other way.
That's right.
Oh, man. Well, anyway, I thought maybe you would know anything about that road.
No, I don't know why they do it. We have it here.
But they make them all the way down.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's why. You know, on the mainland, I was in Idaho, and that road was flat.
They didn't have that, yep.
Yeah, not
I don't know.
Grooves. Okay.
Well, be thankful you don't have potholes over there.
Yeah, well, this one's still brand new, yes. They said they make little bitty squares, like 3 feet squares on them or something like that. So in case you get one pothole, I guess they can just knock out that section and put concrete inside that section.
Oh, I don't know about that.
That's what they said over here, in case they can...
They're not going to use concrete, trust me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because ours doesn't have concrete.
Oh.
They put everything but concrete.
Oh, yeah. Over here, they make that highway, one small section, though. Concrete. From down below, come up to maybe just below Pukalani town, yeah?
They're testing.
Yeah, they guys make concrete, but... Oh, that stuff is bumpy. The asphalt road is flat when you ride the car.
I don't know why they just don't stay with asphalt over there.
Yeah, cheaper. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they can do a better job.
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for calling. Aloha.
You have a good day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Okay. Who's next?
We have George from Hawaii Kai.
Hey, George.
Hey, George. What's up? How you doing?
Okay.
Maybe the guys on Maui think asphalt is a rectal disease. It's only pavement.
Yeah.
Can use pavement. Been using that for years.
Uh-huh.
And is that a guy calling about the rail, Bangkok?
Mm.
That's a joke.
I know.
That's a joke. He like Bangkok, go Bangkok.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to pay for somebody's rail.
Well, the thing I'm against the rail most of all is this is Hawaii. And it's not Disneyland.
Correct.
Hawaii is a special place in the world.
correct.
And you're going to make it ugly.
That's correct, Judge.
What the hell? You want a rail? If you're going to do that, then why not build condominiums on the side of Diamond Head?
Hey, the other thing is, on the mortgages, on those guys going to get kicked out, roger that, bro. You got to pay them off yourself. They don't give you fair market value.
That's right.
You're not going to get...
Nope, they're giving you they're giving you mainland market value.
Yeah, if you're underwater, that's tough.
That's right.
You're going down.
They don't care.
Hey, Judge, are you still talking about the mothballs?
Yep.
That stuff still works?
Yep.
Wow, I heard you talking about that for years, bro.
Mm-hmm. Because it works.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Put them in a tank.
Yep, 5 per gallon. But you got to use old-fashioned one.
Old-fashioned mothball.
Yep.
Okay, Judge.
Okay.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467.
Hey, you should have told him about ethanol.
Oh, that too. We talk about ethanol more because it's easier. And the whole reason behind ethanol is it'll clean up the air. You know, and folks, Brazil has been on ethanol for 45 years. 45 years, folks. Third world country on ethanol for 45 years. What's up with that? Are they the first world, or are we the first world? We must be the third world. I don't know. Something's wrong with that deal. I know China is moving fast, pushing hard for ethanol. How come America is not doing it? What's up with that? China has 5 of the biggest ethanol refineries in the world. In the world, folks. And they're number 2 in sugarcane. Brazil is number 1. No. What's up? I don't think Brazil has any problems being on ethanol for 45 years. I mean, why are we trying to reinvent the wheel when somebody already done it? Now, how about Hawaii becoming the leader in going what they call green? Let's do it real green. Let's get oil out of here and do ethanol. Then we don't have to depend on oil coming in, getting spilled, or anything like that. And doing ethanol is endless. We make it out of sugarcane. The rubbish from the sugarcane, we burn it in a coal fusion generator and make electricity. So we got both worlds. We got the fuel, we got the electricity. What more we need? We create more jobs, more people have jobs. Jeez. Clean the air. Fantastic. We need people to stop being lazy and get up and start pushing for ethanol. Let's do it. We're way too late. We're 45 years behind Brazil. And there's no way we're going to catch up to them. But we got to start now. Okay? Give us a call at 296-5467. If you got any questions, you want to know about your car, whatever. Okay? On the air conditioning on your cars, it should be serviced every 2 years. If it hasn't been done, I would recommend highly get it done. We've been coming across a lot of cars that have less Freon in the system, which causes damage to the AC system, and somebody has been taking out the cabin air filter. There's a filter to clean out the air that goes into the cabin. So, your car. Okay, let's go to more calls.
Okay, we got Damien from Maui Toyota.
Hey, Damien.
Hi, George.
How are you?
Fine. Finally was able to stay tuned since you got on the air today. Yeah, a lot of callers, a lot of interesting things going on. I'm glad to see you still on the air and that people supporting you.
Well, thanks to you, Maui Toyota.
Well, a part of it anyway. I'm not an engineer, as you know. I think what they were talking about, the guy from Maui, the grooves in the concrete.
Yeah.
That's all for drainage.
Yeah.
That's why even on the freeway, they are on the road. And when it rains on Maui, and it rains real hard, those streets are just like rivers.
Oh.
I've lived in Kula since 1981, and I swear that all the roads that was ever built up in Kula, or up country, was built on the paths that the paths that water took to drain down the mountain. So all they did was to
made a river.
Ruts. They had all these ruts in the road, so they just filled it up and paved it over. That became the road. Because when it rains like crazy up there, and you're driving down these roads, it's like a river.
Oh boy!
It's a natural path that water takes coming down the hill.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, somebody mentioned the guy from Einheim, I think, was about the ferry people calling it traffic. Mm-hmm. You know, I've lived on Maui for 35 years, and everybody I had ever talked to, and I know a lot of people on Maui, favored the rail. The ferry. But the thing is, they're the silent majority. I kept telling them that they needed to make their voices heard. But you know how locals are. I don't like Okoli because, you know, the guy's more smart than us. And the guys who were talking for the group that were against it were all attorneys. And the main people you had against the ferry on Maui anyway, and I think on Kauai also, you know, Maui was the the Sierra Club, Maui Tomorrow Group, the Kahului Harbor Coalition, and of course Young Brothers. But the local people who used the ferry were very happy with it, but never said anything to their local officials, and as a result, you see what happened. And then this guy that was talking about the rail, what nobody considers, it's not going to be fast. When you consider, and I don't know every stop, but when you consider where they start, and then they go to Waipao and stop, and then they go to Waiau and stop, and then they go to Pearl City? Salt Lake, I think they stop. Mm-hmm. Then they stop at the airport. Then a guy leaving Kapolei, with everybody, like Hanneman says, they all going to get out of the car, they're going to ride the rail. With all those cars, if they all get off the highway, the guy can drive from Kapolei Waikiki and probably get there quicker than if he got on the rail a couple and had to make all these stops before he got to Waikiki.
Yeah, if everybody went on the rail, then you see the freeway open, you take the freeway.
That's correct. And the other comment I had was, you know, with all these politicians, and I'm not going to mention any of them, I'm discussing with both of them, why is it we have term limits for certain offices in federal, state, and county government, but we don't have term limits on everybody?
That's right.
You know, the president has two terms. The governor has two terms. There's a lot of that only have terms. But you got some guys, I'm not going to mention names, in Congress, and in the
Senate, forever.
47 years. You know, and it's already at the point where they're not representing the constituents. They're there with, it's like a fraternity. They're all there making deals. You know, I'll give you this for your pork barrel, you give me this for my pork barrel. And the guy that mentioned about the rail in that foreign country, Why don't we take some of the government money? I mean, where are people today? The government, we're going broke. We're going to have more money going out of our federal treasury by 2015 than it's coming in. So
that's
all
right.
The pork we're getting is more debt added to what my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren are going to have to pay. And it's irreversible. So, I mean, you know, when they say, oh, we're getting all this money, we're not. They're printing it. There is no money.
Yep.
So, crisis. Let's forget about government trying to save us. They're not.
So you know, Damien, you should run for governor.
No.
Yeah. Nobody, you make a fantastic governor.
But, George, nobody wants to hear the truth. They just want to hear people saying, we're going to do all these things for you and it's not going to cost you anything. We're going to give you all these benefits that they're never going to be able to pay for.
Yep. The people love to have smoke blown up their butt.
Right. You know, I used to think that Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the greatest president that ever lived, and he served three terms. And he was the one that started Social Security and everything. But, you know, when you study history, you find out that when he did all of this, the life expectancy in the late 30s, a man's life expectancy was 58. People that don't believe this, they can go check history. And a woman was expected, life expectancy was 62. If he knew then that people would be living into the 70s, 80s, and 90s today, they wouldn't have done it because they figured they pay this in. By the time they got to 60, by the time they got to 65,
they'd be dead.
They'd be dead. So all this money would be accumulating in the federal government. You have all this
extra money.
Yeah, flush money.
Yeah.
But people started out living them. So and this is why we have all the problems with Social Security. But anyway, just give you a little bit more fuel. You can maybe probably get other people calling in and have comments about what I did. But
you should consider running for governor. You make a great governor.
No, I'm a senior citizen already.
No, you make a good governor.
No, I don't have the patience to pull up with all the
I know.
Goes on, you know.
I know.
When you run your own company, something needs to be done.
You do it.
Yeah. So anyway, George, good job. Keep up your what you're doing, and I'll support you as long as I can.
Thanks, David.
All right, George.
Aloha.
Bye-bye.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita.
She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And if you got a question, comment, whatever, give us a call at 296-5467. You know, I'd like to hear more pros and cons about the rail. Those that think the rail is going to be good and those against it. Now, I can let you know that I'm against it, because if you're going to shut down freeways, you're going to shut down highways, anything, and create more traffic while it's being built, I'm against it. And if you're not going to pay those landowners Hawaii's fair market value, then forget it, because I don't think the people can afford it, especially the seniors. So let's be fair about this stuff. Let's put all the cards on the table. Tell the mayor, put it on the table. Let all of us see what is going to entail as far as condemnation of land, okay, and costs, everything. Be honest. For once, be honest. Because this is affecting a lot of people, especially the unions that think they're going to get the job. Go check. Don't take my word for it. Go check and see if it's true that in order to work on that construction site to build a rail, you have to be rail certified. Okay, let's go to calls.
We have Glenn from Waianae.
Hi, Glenn.
Hey, George. You know, your ethanol project,
mm-hmm.
You know, our politicians is the best money can buy. Well, companies got them in the back pocket already. So,
oh, yeah.
You know, you're just blowing smoke in the wind.
Mm-hmm.
But I really like what that guy from Maui said, that Maui Toyota guy. I would buy a car from him, but I no more money now. So
he's a good guy, you know.
Yeah, sound like it.
Yeah.
Sound like it, but I just want to tell you, the oil company already own our politicians all the way down to the state level.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Yeah.
It's okay, a big battle.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Aloha. Bye. Okay, who's next?
We have Morris from Kailua.
Hey, Morris.
Hi, George. I heard you talking before about drilled rotors.
Mm-hmm.
What is that, and do they have that for 2002 Toyota Sienna minivan?
Yes, they do.
They have that. Is that the brand name?
No. It's a lot of different brands make it, and it's all custom made for the particular car.
Oh, is that custom made in Hawaii or?
Mainland.
Okay, so if I go on the internet and search for it, then
you should find it.
Just look for drilled rotors.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and wanted to make one more comment. Is, you know, when you announce your phone number,
mm-hmm.
Maybe if you always announce the area code and the time difference between Hawaii and the West Coast.
Okay.
Because, you know, when I tried to, I wanted to call like a radio program, home improvement one on the mainland.
Mm-hmm.
But then,
what's time,
I don't know,
difference?
What time it is, that because it's all pre-recorded, yeah?
Yeah.
And so I don't know what time to call because they don't necessarily say that, give that information. You know, the time, what?
Well, ours is live, so not a problem.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay, who's next?
We have Len from Makiki.
Hi, Len.
Hey. On the rail.
Mm-hmm.
I'm for it, and I'm a bus rider. My comment today is they have these new articulated hybrid buses.
Mm-hmm.
You can tell them because they have shark fins over the drivers,
mm-hmm.
and they're white on the top.
Mm-hmm.
The big, brand-new buses.
Mm-hmm.
I rode in one the other day, and it's a dream.
It's a good bus.
It's a dream.
Yeah.
You can't hear the air conditioning, and the suspension is cherry. It's almost like being on a rail.
Mm-hmm.
It's so quiet. It's so safe feeling when you're in that bus, and that's kind of what the rail is going to be like. And if you're going to go from one stop to another stop, you really heli on from one stop to the next stop.
Mm-hmm.
No traffic, nothing in the way. So yeah, that's why I'm
that part
rail.
Is fine, but the thing about condemnation of properties and closing of Dillingham Boulevard, Nimitz Highway, H1 Freeway.
During construction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Going to cause horrendous traffic.
Yeah, for sure. All right, as far as the condemnation, it's my understanding is there's not that much condemnation. It'll probably be more Hawaiian burials like they had in H3.
Well,
it'll be Pilakea instead of the condemnation.
Well, the condemnation, from what I understand so far, is 60 homes.
Minor matter.
No.
Minor matter.
Everybody says minor until it's their own home.
Yeah, true. Oh, no. That I agree. Anyway, your program's over, and enjoy still hearing you, bro.
Thank you.
Yep, yeah, bye.
Aloha. Okay, try one more.
Okay, we got Bill from Kailua, which is next in line.
Yeah, George.
Hi.
You know, by you drilling out the thing on your pad.
Yeah.
That makes the pads last longer.
Yeah.
And you said what kind of thing you said to get ceramic
brake pads.
Brake pads.
Right.
And the ceramic lasted way longer.
Oh yes.
And where can I get these two products then?
We have it, and we can get it, or you can go on the internet.
Okay, George.
Okay.
Thanks
for calling. Okay. Sorry we couldn't get to everybody, but, you know, you got to call early, folks. That's the only way you can beat the traffic. And I appreciate all of you calling. Without that, no show. But drive carefully, take care of each other, and let's push for ethanol and save Hawaii. Until then, see you all next Saturday. Aloha.
AM 690, KHNR, Honolulu, Hawaii's intelligent talk. Now streaming on the internet at khnr.com.
Are you suffering from pain and fed up with what you're using now? Let me tell you about a new pain-relieving breakthrough cream.
They said they wish that they could get a day off from the oil, too.
Fox's Laura Engel. BP calls it a rare moment of private time for Hayward. Utility crews working to restore power in four states this after severe storms ripped through Michigan, Wisconsin, Indiana, and Illinois. Chicago smacked.
It hit us pretty uniformly, and we've had damage reports throughout the city. South side, downtown, northwest side of the city. Matter of fact, we had many power outages.
Matt Smith is a spokesman for the city's Department of Streets and Sanitation. A small plane crashes in Plymouth, Massachusetts. Three people suffering minor injuries. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Hi, this is Dr. Tuttle with the New Life Family Chiropractic, and as a chiropractor, I have a confession to make. I've never healed even one patient, and to be honest, not one chiropractor ever has. You see, chiropractic is based on some very basic principled truths. One, there is an intelligence behind all creation that controls and organizes our universe. The original chiropractors and myself call this God. Two, a portion of this intelligence is in each of us. It grows us from a single cell to an entire adult. This controls all of our functions and is the only thing that can heal us. The miracle of life doesn't stop at birth. It continues on even now, sustaining you and repairing you without you even knowing it. You see, drugs may mask symptoms, but no drug can ever heal the body. God put life and healing in your brain.